I don't know what sexy is, and neither do they. It's time for Cliff and Kindle Coast to Coast.
And I was like,
what?
Doing a show about tropical birds in Rio de Janeiro.
All the birds sing word, then the flowers croon in the tiki 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 room.
Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence a bag. We're like birds who are perched on the limbs of a tree. And when the time is right, we simply fly away. And other birds come to take our places, but they won't stay. We come, we go. It is always so, and so it always will be. Hold on, we're like a flock of birds circling endlessly. But listen to me, I want you to know, before the time when we must fly away, we get the chance to sing. Don't miss the chance to sing. And that's the bird medley, everybody.
That was beautiful. You left out Little Sparrow.
Mm. All right, let's start it back up from the top.
I think we've had enough. Oh, okay. I mean, we've had just enough, Cliff. This is a show.
It is?
It's a show. The show about tropical birds.
Do you love tropical birds?
Love them. Always have.
Always have. Always will.
And two can sing better than one toucan can.
I thought you were going to start talking about 227 and I got excited.
Oh, that wonderful show. Who's going to salute that show?
There's no place like home. Family around you, you're never alone. All right. Please don't do anything so vulgar as that here in the parking lot.
Well, they've gotten to know us over the past 3 weeks.
We've been in Rio now for almost a month. I feel like this is the new Casablanca.
Yes, dear, but longevity has no inclination on etiquette.
Oh, how many times have I heard you say that today, dear?
At least twice, dear.
Oh, my.
Well, so what are you... Were you guys in there playing Yahtzee?
Yes,
in the lobby?
Wonderful, yes. Well, the experience of playing Yahtzee was wonderful, but something terrible has happened.
Oh,
dear. We've met a terribly sad young man who has a terrible fast-acting, flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, it's really a tragedy.
It's awful.
He only has a week and a half to live, boss.
It's a terrible story.
And in such pain. Mm.
That is horrible.
That is. Well, make sure you guys are using some Purell and stuff.
Yeah, is it contagious?
Dear, you shouldn't think about things like that.
Oh, no.
Poor young man.
Think about the human being, boy.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm
so disappointed in
dear,
you.
Dear, let's go see our friend, Mr. Johnson, and play with him.
Of course, he'll not get any bad feelings from us, dear.
No, we'll spend time playing Yahtzee with him and treating him as normal.
Oh, we'll make his last days on Earth peaceable, unlike Candle here.
Oh, it's our mission in life, dear.
Oh, yes, of course. All right, let's go.
Oh, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, boy.
What? Why is it whenever I say anything, I've attacked somebody?
I don't know, Kendall, maybe because you say terrible things.
Oh, so, no.
Kendall, tropical birds.
Birds.
Did you know that parrot toes are zygodactyl.
What? What'd you call me?
Yeah. That means that parrots have four toes per foot, but instead of the usual three in front, one in the back, parrot toes are configured for maximum grip. Two front, two behind. Can you believe this? It's what makes parrots such dexterous climbers.
Well, I have five toes. What do you call that?
And life gave me a bowl of shit. What am I supposed to do with that?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is lemons.
So if you are out there wondering, if a tropical bird has landed on you and you're thinking, is this a parrot or not? Look at the toes.
Count the toes.
If it's two front, two back, a parrot she be.
A parrot she be, mate.
Parrot she be.
Cliff, you know, tropical birds are very noisy. Are you aware of this fact? They scream and screech all the time.
I hope there are no delicate ficuses around.
That's what I was thinking. Keep them away from your parrots.
Yeah. Do you know parrots, they want crackers, but they also love lamb and insects. And
lamb?
Yeah, they love meat.
Well,
did you know
snooty
this?
Taste.
Snooty
taste. They like the lamb.
Yeah. Well, did you know, because in New Zealand, these parrots were first observed attacking and killing sheep in the 1800s, and they were persecuted as sheep killers.
Sheep killers?
That's what they used to call. Did you see that flock of sheep killers?
Oh,
circling the mutton.
Poor parrots.
Poor parrots.
With their four toes.
Feed the parrots.
Will anybody feed the parrots?
Kendall, have you ever had a bird as a pet?
I have.
What?
Didn't you know this?
Ooh. Maybe. Tell me about it more.
I thought I had them. I thought I had them.
You might have.
Yeah.
Now I had
two cockatiels.
Yeah. Whatever happened to them?
Well, when I moved to California, I had to...
Where were they? Where did they live? In that bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
At my mother's house, she had an extra bedroom where she basically just kept all the stuff that she hoarded, because she was a hoarder, and as am I. But we called it the bird room, because we had birds in there.
Right.
And because I worked at PetSmart, I inherited these two birds and loved them. They'd like to get under covers, and they were really cute. But I had to give them to somebody else when I moved to LA.
How are they still...
No.
No.
They passed away a few years later. It made me real sad.
Birdie boys, the birds are calling. Oh, that was your drink. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, sorry.
Kendall, I don't know if you knew this, but not all parrots are tropical.
What?
Yeah, some are not.
Like a crow?
Yeah, like a crow. Exactly.
What kind of birds are not tropical?
Kendall, of the roughly 350... I was hoping I wouldn't have to go into detail.
No, I want it.
Of the roughly 350 known species of parrots, most live in the tropical and subtropical regions of Australia, Asia, all these places we've been. Central America, South America, Africa. But some parrots, like Cliff and Kendall, they break the geographic mold. Kias, they live in alpine regions of New Zealand. Those are those sheep-killing birds.
Sheep-killing.
While endangered maroon-fronted parrots, everybody knows them. That was the original name of Maroon 5. They tested poorly. They dwell at 6,000 feet above the Sierra Madre Mountains in Mexico.
Well, well.
Well, well's right, bitch.
Well, well.
Well, well's right, bitch.
They are beautiful birds, though,
aren't they? They beautiful? Don't you love Toucan Sam?
Oh, I do.
Now, you're a person who eats healthy and takes their vitamins and slathers themselves with essential oils.
Oh, yeah, so many essential oils.
When was the last time you allowed yourself to eat Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops. Well, I haven't.
Or you just don't eat cereal?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I wasn't, a big fan of Fruit Loops to begin with. I liked, the marshmallows. I liked the really
sweet
stuff.
Right, right.
So, sometimes I'll, have a little bit of cereal, but I'll get something really bad like that, like Lucky Charms.
So Fruit Loops to you is more of a fruit salad.
See, I thought when I was a kid, I was like, hey, I don't want a fruit. It's too healthy.
It's one step away from vegetable loops.
It did. They taste. I always thought Fruit Loops was a healthy cereal when I was a kid.
So many of our problems are evident now.
I know. Have you had Fruit Loops lately?
I have everything all the time.
Okay.
I'm so fat. Anytime, any of these countries, and I know there's a little corner store down here by our Motel de Janeiro, and they have, it's not Fruit Loops, but it's something like that. It's colorful loops of corn and starch and sugar.
I know, it's a long title to put on that.
Love it, love it.
Well, have you ever had a bird?
A burn?
Yeah, a bird.
A bird.
Our topic for the day.
I thought, why are you asking me about burns? A bird? No, I've never had any pet that was like mine. I've lived with people who they had a pet.
Yeah.
Or they brought a pet when they moved in or something. But I've never had one that was mine. And that's okay with me, especially when it comes to birds. Because birds, I would just feel bad keeping them in a cage. And then any other animal, I just ain't not into cleaning up all that shit.
Yeah. Well, and see, like, we never shut the door on our bird cage. Like, they just, and they didn't, like, fly, they would, like, fly sometimes over to you, but I never, like, I hated, like, shutting them in.
Right, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, well, I know, and that was not a knock against you, I'm sure. Oh, no, I know. All the bird owners, you were the best.
Well, I've got chickens now, too.
So. And do you leave does Susan back in Busheltown, does she leave the door open for them?
No, because they're hawks.
They're chicken hawks.
There are hawks in the sky that would eat the chickens. So we have to make sure they're... We let them out to run, but we can't just leave them out all the time because hawks will kill them immediately.
Right. Well, I know you're always afraid of hawks carrying away all animals. Mm.
We were sitting out there with the chickens, and one flew right past me and almost got the chicken.
Oh, my God.
And then I was out with the dogs letting them use the restroom, and a hawk flew right over us trying to get Gertie, my little dog. They have to watch them because they think they're like bunny rabbits or something. Like, I'm going to eat them.
But you have it on a leash, right?
No, when you take them out back.
I thought out front. Sorry.
Oh, no, out back. A fenced-in backyard.
Maybe you need it on a leash, so if he takes it away,
I can hold on.
You'll just hold on.
Poor dogs.
You just sort of tussle with the hawk in the air, back and forth, back and forth.
Look, all these stories about birds. It just came up out of nowhere.
Now, who's your favorite fictional tropical bird that's not Toucan Sam? You ever seen those Rio movies or whatever? Now that we're in Rio? Fonky's been watching it.
I don't think I have. I haven't seen those. But what was, not Toucan, but the one that Pops is the powerful, the positive student. Remember that one?
No. What the hell are you talking about?
There was like an educational parrot of some sort that had commercials when we were kids. And he would sing the song, Pops is the powerful, the positive student. But he was a toucan.
I never have I experienced that.
Well, I was on this like student news organization when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And that was the theme song for it. He used that from the thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was my earliest bird memory.
Earliest bird memories. Well, what do you know? Now, are you afraid if a bird flies towards your head? Or since you had those little birds, you're not afraid?
Well, I'm not usually afraid of birds, but... Like, when I would go to Disneyland, for some reason, birds there would just fly right past your face. Like, they're trying to get the food of people. And that always, I was terrified one was going to, like, gouge my eye out when it flew into me.
Yeah. Well, because some, I guess they're just not afraid of big fat people anymore.
There's tons of them there.
There's tons of big fat people everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Terrible news.
Very, very sobering news, Bob.
Wait, more terrible than what happened earlier?
Oh,
yes, dear, yes.
What is it? You both look just ashen.
Well, dear, Mr. Johnson has asked us to do something for him, dear. He said he's so sad that he doesn't have very long to live, and there's nothing to live for, and he's in so much pain.
He has only a few days left on Earth, boys, and they're going to be fraught with terrible pain. So he asked Mrs. Potter Potter Butterton and I, if we would help him ease his way into the next life, boys.
Oh, my God.
I want you to help him die?
Like assisted suicide?
Oh, yes, dear.
Like that episode of Grace and Frankie? Oh, my God.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
I don't know. Sugarlump, should we do it or not?
Is it the right thing to do, dear? I don't know.
Well, in one way, it could be seen as we're helping him meet the Lord.
Oh, you're right, dear. Maybe that's the best course of action.
It would be like us introducing him to the Lord.
That's a wonderful thought, dear.
Oh, and we would know in a few hours that he would be having such a wonderful time in heaven.
Oh, that's wonderful, dear. Oh, and we should make sure he knows all the proper things to say and put in a good word for us.
Oh, yes. We'll have him say hi to some people.
That's wonderful, dear.
Oh, let's go see Mr. Johnson, the poor man.
Mr. Johnson, dear, we've come to a decision.
Well, this is, wow. You never know what's going to happen in life. and death.
You never know.
You never know till you ask.
Wonder if they'd help us.
We need a lot of help. I think we need more help than they can provide, Kendall. And speaking of help and the providing of help, it's time for a segment savvy listeners refer to as LL Cool S, which is listeners love. This cool segment. It's called Hostmat.
Hostmat. Listeners.
They love this cool segment. Kendall, they can't stop texting it to their friends and all that stuff.
I'm glad they are.
All right, Kendall, are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. It's going to be good in this January brisk Rio weather here.
I'm going to go with my gut.
Kendall.
Cliff.
That didn't even feel like it was your name. Did I say your name?
Yeah, I think so.
Kendall, Santa Claus is on vacation in the Bahamas. And he said, ho, 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 when a brightly colored toucan blanked in his snowy white beard.
One, two, three.
Took a big shit.
Yes.
There we go.
Oath match.
All right. Here we go. Let's build on this positive momentum.
Build it.
All right, on his first day at the nudist camp, Jimmy, the new nudist, was startled when he backed into a blank.
A one, two, three. A cactus.
Big fat wiener. Oh. We'll get it back here, Kendall.
All right, we're coming back.
Tom said, most dogs, when they ride in a car, they like to look out the window. My dog, he always wants to blank.
One, two, three. Drive.
Here you go. All right, here we go. We're back.
We're back.
Kendall, let me take you back to your high school band days.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back.
The piccolo player said he hated to march in front of the tuba player. Whenever the tuba hit a low note, the piccolo player's blank vibrated.
One, two, three. His whining.
Crotch. There we go.
Same. Bing, bang. Hose match.
Bing, bang. A little more zing, zang for your wing, wang. Cliff and Kendall were so fat. They could not get through the doors to the grocery store without a blank.
A one, two, three. A shoehorn.
A lot of lubricant on the doors to ease their
way in. Well, we need both, so you would kind of a match.
Okay. Finally, Kendall, in tribute to our old friend Stuart. Stupid Stuart was so stupid. When he was checking out at the supermarket, the cashier saw he was buying mass quantities of butter. And the cashier was, of course, naturally curious about this and said, hey, what are you going to do with all this butter? And Stupid Stuart replied, duh, it's called butter. I'm going to use it on my blank.
One, two, three. My butt!
Butt! There you go.
That went with my...
But
no.
Oh my God, Kendall, I've got to go inside and just reflect on my feelings about butter and assisted suicide. And
it's time for some reflection.
Host matches and commercial breaks and everything.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
A country fun. There is only one. Opry Land stands alone. Top of the charts in America's heart, our country's country home. Irresistible, original and tuneful, this is where it all began. Come and catch the spark, come and touch the stars, it's a legend across the land. Opryland, is it the original country hit? Yeah, play it!
Did it just get fatter in here? Oh, wait! Here's Cliff and Kendall.
Burr. Welcome back.
Bird brain.
Oh, birds have giant brains.
I know, it's a compliment.
Don't they?
Birds used to be dinosaurs.
There you go. There's the pull quote from this episode.
That's it.
That's it. Right there. You can turn it off now.
Don't. There's more to come.
I was going to tell you about something. You know, Kendall, you know the old adage that... No. never mind. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
That's too personal now that I think of it to bring up on the air.
Okay.
Oh... So the balls keep getting bigger, but the rest of it doesn't. Yeah. I don't know why. Do your balls, do they just keep getting bigger? I feel like mine are huge.
They've always been big.
So do you feel like they've gotten any bigger?
No.
Okay.
No. I just always feel like they've been enormous.
See, I feel like mine, they're just big, they just keep hanging. But the rest of it, things you would want maybe to grow.
They feel like they're getting lower.
Yeah, well, they're definitely lower. Like our ratings and our listeners' test scores. So, Kendall, it's time for another segment called What Would Who Do?
What would I do?
Oh, what would I do?
What would you do?
What would you do?
What would I do?
Listeners are like, I would not talk about balls like that.
Well, all right, I got What Would I Do for you, Cliff.
All right, lay it on me.
Cliff, you're out walking in the woods.
All right.
You've come across a nice little innocent frog.
He's
cold and he's dying.
Are there so many songs about rainbows?
And when you Google what to do, it says all you gotta do is blow a little warm air over him and it'll warm him up and he'll hop off, right?
Okay.
So, well, you do this, and right when you go to open your mouth, he jumps in your mouth and you start choking.
Ugh.
What do you do?
I would try to find some kind soul to help ease me into that next life.
Well, that's the time to do it.
That'll be the time to do it. Kendall, speaking of living for love and all that stuff, you find out that after decades of what you thought was love, it wasn't really Susan. She's just an actress doing a character.
What?
Like Ernest. And so, what would you do?
Well, I'd be pretty upset. and then I would see if I could get on that television show or whatever it was. Like, do you need another actor?
No.
Oh, good luck.
I'm thinking like the Truman Show.
A show starring you that's like the Truman Show is the only show that's going to be lower rated than our Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Tea for two.
Okay.
You stumble across one of the mini cults in Busheltown. And they say that you have bad thoughts, and that you must be locked in a cage until the bad thoughts go away. So you protest, but they take you against your will, and they've locked you in a cage where no one can hear you.
Okay.
What do you do?
I guess you just enjoy the silence and, you know, waste away.
Wrong. You form an elaborate plan to trick one of the cult members over into letting you out.
Oh, well, good luck with that. All right. Kendall, oh my god, you're not going to believe it, but your transitions glasses, they become haunted and they start transitioning the other way. That means they get darker when you go inside and lighter when you go outside. What would you do?
Well, I guess I'd take them off.
Oh my god.
Because I don't like transition anyway. So as far as I'm concerned, they're all possessed anyway.
That sounds like a scene out of that Conjuring movie.
It does, doesn't it? Except all it does is alter your vision. You're like, I can't see. Stupid ghost.
Glasses are getting darker.
Cliff, you're out and about at a museum.
All right.
Just enjoying some
art.
Sounds
like me.
But Bill Murray just walks in wearing a bathrobe.
All right.
He says, hey, you busy? I'm looking for someone to hang out with tonight. And this is actually based on a true story.
Okay.
What do you do?
I guess you say, hey, let's hang out, Billy boy.
Let's hang out. What else are you going
to
do?
I guess you try to convince him to make Ghostbusters 3. I don't know.
And I'd say, if you have any money or time left over, you make Cliff and Kendall the movie.
Well, even Bill Murray has his limits. Kendall, let's say this. Let's go out on a limb here. Okay. You're trying to lose weight. But sadly,
I can't relate.
Every time you pick up an apple, it turns into a donut. and oranges turn into pies, and bananas turn into candy bars, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
I know, I've been working for 30 years to figure out the answer to that question.
What would you do?
That is what happens to me every day.
Somehow,
like, I feel like I go for an apple, and next thing I know, I'm eating a donut.
There it is.
I guess you just enjoy the donut, and you just watch yourself go slowly into that sleep as you get more and more obese.
I guess so.
Why not? Just enjoy the damn donut.
Just enjoy life.
Yeah. It's too stupid. Speaking of dying and death, Cliff.
Yeah.
You die.
All right.
And you're floating outside of your body.
Okay.
There's a nice... really nice, wonderful old man that is trying to help your lifeless body when St. Peter shows up and he says, well, we missed. We meant to hit him, but we hit you. You can either stay dead and come with us, or you can go back and let that old man come.
I broker a deal where I can stay as a ghost on Earth, and I split my time between haunting you and, you know, hanging out in men's locker rooms.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Good answer.
Great answer.
Great answer, some might say.
One of the great all-time answers. Kendall, finally, from my perspective over here,
finally.
My side of the booth, finally, it happened to you. Kendall, due to a toxic spill, lemons start flying in swarms and attacking people.
Oh, God.
What would you do?
Well, I'd just take those lemons, I'd turn them into lemonade. I'd get me a sword.
Oh, my God.
And as they came to me, I'd just hack them to bits.
He'd be dead.
I'm not allergic to lemon bees.
Fat man died from a lemon attack. News at 11.
He got lemoned to death.
He got lemoned to death.
Well.
What a sour way to die.
I'm a little bitter.
Don't be so.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm still crying, sugar lump.
Have you already done it?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's already happened, dear. He's such a lovely soul.
Oh, I saw it pass on. It was as though I saw him enter the gates of heaven itself, boy.
It was such a beautiful moment, dear. It was like childbirth in reverse.
Oh, my.
I'm glad that it was such a wonderful experience. I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You were so wonderful, dear, there in his last moments.
Dear, you were so wonderful.
Oh, he was so comforted and so happy there as he passed. Oh, my.
We must make sure he has a wonderful funeral.
Oh, yes. Oh, boys, it appears we'll be staying in Rio for another week.
Another week.
Here we go.
All right. Let's just get ready. Get settled here.
All right.
Oh, dear. Let's go call the funeral home.
Oh, dear, yes.
Oh, my.
Right away. Quack. Right.
We need some flowers.
Okie dokie.
Oh, how sad.
Oh, my God. Kendall, this, with these things in life, all I can say is, would you not touch that dial?
Don't touch it.
Don't touch the dial.
There's more to this show.
There's more. There's so much more than meets the eye.
Cliff, oh.
Yeah, hey, you go.
Hey, Cliff, what show's original opening began, there is a sixth dimension, until a brave worker told the show host that there were only four?
Ooh, was it some kind of show about that Twilighty Zone?
It was.
Oh, Kendall.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. What sport do Saturday Night Live's Hans and Franz partake in?
Oh, is that in the Ambiguous Gay Duo?
No.
No?
They want to pump you up.
Oh, what are they called?
Hans and Franz.
No, was that the name of the sketch, too?
Yeah.
Oh. What was the Ambiguous Gay Duo's name?
Those were the cartoons.
No, I know, but what were their names? Oh, you said sketch.
Yeah.
I should have listened to the beginning of that question.
Yeah, what sport do Saturday Night Live's Hans and Franz partake in?
Let that be a lesson, listeners. Listen. All right, I got another one for you, Cliff.
Let this be a lesson to you, listeners. He still hasn't answered the question. What sport?
Oh, weightlifting.
Okay.
Let that be a lesson to you, listeners.
All right, we can now proceed with the rest of the show. It's not a life or death thing.
Sorry. Whew. What Disney character, Cliff, had Jack Bailey provided the voice for before he began hosting Queen for a Day?
Oh, Aladdin.
No.
No. Bambi. Goofy. Okay.
Gorse.
Kendall, way back in the good old days, who was known to say an average of 78 words on each Tonight Show episode?
Ed McMahon. You are correct, sir.
You are correct. Can you imagine, can I please have a job where I say 78 words a night and get untold riches?
Cliff, what Los Angeles Avenue was the backdrop to a hit detective show starting in 1958?
Dragnet.
No. Sunset Strip.
Oops. All right, Kendall, let me ask you this. What's the acronym for the Cable Satellite Public Affairs Network?
C-SPAN. Public
Ethics
Network.
C-SPAN Run.
But what Murder, She Wrote star got the urge to diet from seeing a home video of herself at her son's birthday party?
Was it Wonderful Queen Angela Lansbury?
It was.
She didn't need to die.
I know. Well, go back in time and tell her that.
I'll call her up right now and tell her. Say, listen, Angie, you did not need to die. You look great.
We, however, should. All right, Cliff, you can start touching that dial again.
You may once again.
You may proceed.
Touch the dial. Kendall, we've talked so much about birds.
I know.
So much about living and dying. Some might say the day we're born, we start to die. Don't waste 1 minute of this life. Get to living. And I say that too.
Truer words were never spoken.
Don't you think that?
I do. I listened to that yesterday and thought the same thing.
That is my alarm on my phone.
I think about it a lot. Get to living.
People are always
whining,
coming up
whining, complaining
to me and asking, Dolly, what's your secret? What is your secret? With all she does, listeners, look up Better Get to Living if you're in need of a boost of inspiration.
In lieu of an episode on self-help, just look that up and listen to.
Right. We should have helped you more.
I know.
Maybe next week.
We tried.
Did we try hard enough?
Hmm.
Huh?
Who knows?
You know what? Love yourself. Be easy on yourself like you would with a child. Don't you think?
Yeah. Take care of your inner child.
Take care of it. Put it to bed. Get to living. Tropical birds.
Tropical birds. I got a quote for you about
tropical
birds.
Do you?
Not about tropical birds.
I've been waiting for you to lay it out here.
I know. No one is free.
No one.
Even the birds are chained to the sky.
Oh.
Bob Dylan.
Bob, what a bitch.
What a bitch, Bob.
Poor birds. Might as well just lock them up in a cage then.
Does the caged bird sing?
I know why. I think I don't know why. I'll tell you why. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
All right. Oh, what an emotional journey.
I know. We better go to living.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.